They sent her out a petition to get signed to get the Chiefs to kick this guy. And the NFL, kid, our views don't reflect his. Really? This is the same NFL that you've got players that are beating their girlfriends and their wives, drive-by shootings, drugs, blah, blah, blah. But a Catholic gets up there, says some things like, hey, we should support the mothers. Like, oh, my God. What the hell? We don't agree with this.
Welcome to the All-American Savage Show podcast with your host, John Burke, and his far more attractive co-host, me. Now, let's get into it. That's what your mom said.
Savage Show Podcast. I am your host, John Burke. Glad to have you here on this beautiful, beautiful, warm Texas afternoon. It's summertime's here now.
It's gorgeous.
80s and 90s over the weekend. Oh, it's been beautiful. I finally had myself a pool day, but it was kind of like cut short because this, I don't think we had a show on Wednesday, or excuse me, Friday. Mm-hmm. The bug that Sheila was sick with, I caught. So it was kind of like nausea. It was like a 24-hour little stomach bug, and I was not feeling good at all. So I didn't make it into work. We didn't have a show. Sorry about that. Apologies, but you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. It's not like you guys needed me anyway. So trying to fix your ugly face on the screen here. Whatever, that'll work. But, yeah, what did you do this weekend?
Usual stuff.
We
cleaned up the backyard, did some pool time.
Nice.
My daughter had back-to-back softball games. Saturday and Sunday.
How'd she do?
Good. I was nominated to take care of all the pitchers for
course,
the kids.
Yeah, of course. So. I mean, they know your background, so yeah. It's kind of like the catch 22. It's like, I don't like doing this. Like, well, you're going to do it because you're good at it.
The lady that was supposed to do it was ill, so.
Sure she was.
She was like, I'm going to get this guy to do it.
Well, it was a lot of pressure, though. I wanted to make sure I captured.
Oh, you're good at it. Well, if you're tuning in on Facebook, Twitch, Rumble, I appreciate you being here today. Also on YouTube, thank you for being a fan of the show. We greatly appreciate it. Now, if you would, you know, it's that part of the show. Do that thing that you know that I like that you do with your finger and hit that like button, hit that retweet, subscribe, whatever. Let people know about the show because it's through you, through viewers like you, that people know about us coming on here and BSing throughout the day. So I had a great weekend. It was a nice, chill weekend. I think... okay, so let me, I had a great weekend, and then I had a weekend that was kind of like, good Lord. It was like everything that automobile-wise could happen, happened. I only told you about half of it. So prior to the show, I was telling Josh, so I rented out my Corvette. I told people this, I think, on the show before, that I rarely, now that we live out in the country, I rarely drive the Corvette unless it's for like date night. If we're going to the theater, we'll take its nice little fancy car. We get dressed up. It's nice. So I was like, you know what? Why don't I just rent it out on Toro and at least have something to cover the note? Well, it's actually a high sought after car. A lot of people love renting the Stingray version of the Corvette. So it rents from anywhere from $150 to like $200 a day. So I've been renting it out and making some side cash, and I'm just going to pay off the note and then eventually take that money I'm making from that and then put it into investment. So I don't really count on the Corvette like being a personal vehicle anymore. It's just, it's a rental. It's making money. It's whatever. But so I rent it out to this one lady, and it's literally like they have the Toro Go to where they can open the vehicle on their own. They just communicate with me. They rent it. The whole thing's done. So she rents the vehicle, and then she hits me up the next day. And she's kind of like, hey, I had an accident. I'm like, oh, God. Well, the roof comes off. It's a sunroof, and you can detach it and store it in the trunk. Well, she says, I didn't know where to store it, and it flew out. And I'm like, what? She had it in the front seat, apparently. And it flies out. I guess she's going down the highway. She goes, it's got some scratches. Now, keep in mind, I've already got the vehicle booked out throughout the month. Like, people are like, they're booking out. I've already got it booked out for, like, the weekend of 4th of July. So I'm like, fuck. Like, this is going to cost me money. So I go and I pull in today and I look at it and I'm just like, it's done. Like, it's going to need a whole new top. And she was like, you know, I'd rather pay out of pocket versus the insurance. Like, this is going to run you anywhere from like $3,000 to $5,000. Plus, on the top, it's got those racing stripes, so I'm going to get that redone. And it's like, this is going to cost you. So she wants to do it out of pocket, but I'm kind of like, well, get a quote, but I'm pretty sure you're going to want to go through insurance on this one.
Yeah.
I'll use her insurance. But it's just like, yeah, what the, like, how do you make that mistake? Like, you put the top in the front seat because there's nowhere else to store it. There is literally nowhere else to store it. So it's like, what the fuck were you doing? Yeah. And then on top of that, the Tesla, apparently, did you know the Tesla takes coolant? There's a coolant fluid for the batteries. Yeah, crazy. And it keeps it cool. So the coolant goes out. It's, you know, it says, hey, you need to get a top off on coolant. And oh, by the way, it impacts your HVAC and your powertrain. So it started yesterday, and it reduced my mileage to where I could only go like 61 miles an hour. So I'm just putting along the freeway, and I'm just like, you know, what the fuck? What's going on? Like, did I do something to piss? Is there like an automotive god I was not aware of? Because I pissed it off, apparently. I don't know what I did. I crossed a Prius. I don't know. But I dropped the car off today. That's $500. They're going to refill that and fill the Freon because the Freon was bone dry, they said, which explains why the coolant or why the AC wasn't kicking on as cold as it normally is. So I was glad, but they're like, you know, if you do it with us, it voids your warranty. It's like, well, it's already 4 years old, so the warranty's void anyway. So they're going to top it off. He's like, yeah, normally we don't mess with Teslas. It's like, but you have to go to the dealership. Well, we tried scheduling through the dealership. They won't see it till like June. I'm like, I need a vehicle. Like this, no.
I thought they came out to you.
It depends on something like this. No, you have to take it into the shop because they got to refill it. And it takes a brand specialty style coolant. So they're going to work with Tesla on getting that. And I'm just kind of like, what the shit? So stop spamming. I don't know what it is. He says, is the refrigerant YF1234 or still? Oh, I have no idea. It's the expensive one. I know this. It is the, so what the shit kind of bug is that? That is amazing. What is that? It's not a Hornet. I don't know. It's like some kind of like, we got a bug in the studio. That thing is huge.
Got a face.
That thing's massive. But yeah, that was my weekend. So it's been wonderful. It's been great. Tesla almost shit the bed. Woman fucks up the roof to the Corvette. Like, wonderful. That's just great. Just great. Oh, we got to get an oil change on the truck, too. That's great, too. So it's just yeah. But that's what's been going on with us. And then, that was the negative. The good stuff was we had a pool day, barbecue. Oh, my God. It was perfect. Finally making use of the pool we've been keeping up with all winter. And, like, got out there, and Sheila posted, like, a photo or something, and, like, I look like a lobster. But it's, like, when I tell people I'm Native American, like, my skin turns red, and then it just tans. So it's, like, I have to go out there and get that redness out of me. It's, like, it looks like a lobster, and today you can't even tell. Like, it's crazy.
You don't put on sunscreen?
Not really, no. Like, I've never had an issue with it. Like, and I know everybody's like, oh, skin cancer. I know. I just don't care. And then you out there that want a pearl clutch, you eat like shit anyway, so I don't want to hear from you. You do. No. No. Mm. So that was my weekend. But yeah.
So you're going to stick with the Tesla?
Oh yeah, I love the Tesla. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it's normal. They said apparently, you know, it will get low on coolant. You have to go in there and top it off. And I've had it for almost 4 years, 3.5 years. Never had an issue. Not one issue. So I'm cool with it. And it works great. Again, saving me a lot of money. I think from here to home and back, whatever, you know, normally a day's worth of gas is going to run me about $7 through charging at home. So I'm cool with it. But yeah, the Corvette has me a little worried because it's like, I don't know how long it's going to take them to get this roof in. And then how long to get, I don't even know if the dealership will be able to do the stenciling or the decal work. I have no idea. So, yeah. M-Flex said, I commented on the video, asked if you were on Halo. Oh, yeah, we were on Halo. Absolutely, we were. Like, we're out there freaking just cooling. Dude, it was so much fun. We popped the Halo gummy. I'm high. I'm feeling good. We get some hot dogs on the grill. We're in the pool. It feels perfect. The sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, it's like, I kind of feel guilty. It's like, this feels like a vacation.
Yeah, it was perfect pool weather.
It was. It's like, this feels like a vacation. So I was very grateful. I felt very blessed. And also, I was very appreciative throughout the day of, like, looking around. I installed those misters around the outside gazebo. Oh, perfect. Turn those on. Mist perfect. Keeps you nice and cool. It's in the shades. Like, oh, my God. It's perfect. It's perfect. Loved it. Loved it. What's going on, Twitch? Appreciate you being here. Don't forget, if you subscribe over on Twitch, you're automatically entered in to win random giveaways for Twitch subscribers only. That's right. For $4.99 a month, you subscribe, you support us on the show. We greatly appreciate that. And you're also entered to win our weekly and sometimes every few days giveaway between the free product, free shirts. We've got some other free stuff we might be giving away, like free K-Bar Soap Company, free Frontier Coffee Company. We'll see. We might even leave it up to the users. Might even let you choose. That's actually not a bad idea. Like, you can win some soap from K-Bar, some coffee from Frontier, or some CBD products from us. That's not a bad deal. All for $4.99 a month. Go over to twitch.com or twitch.tv/JohnBurkeOfficial. Come give me a follow. Yeah, and if you have any clue, if you need a hand on how to do it, you type an !PRIME into the chat. Sends you a link on how to get there. It's not bad. Oh, and just for my Twitch people, if you type in !PHONE, it's going to give you these shows' phone numbers. It says calling to show at 214-817-1689. Boom! We don't have to do it anymore. Never have to remember that again. Now it's in the Nightbot app option on Twitch. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. All right, let's get into the news, folks. As you know, right off the bat, President of Iran, dead. Done. And I will honestly say, good riddance. The guy's a piece of trash. Persians around the world today are celebrating. This is Iranians celebrating. And this is the thing that a lot of people don't understand about Iran. And I would not have known this either unless I have actually, I honestly do have a lot of Persian friends through the Tango community and stuff like that. And a lot of them, they're, so for example, my Tango coach, she can't go home. She hasn't been home in 22 years. She had to flee Iran because, again, if they caught her dancing or teaching tango over there, they would cut her head off. So she hasn't been home in almost 22 years. And she's just like, you know, a lot of them are kind of like, they hate the Iranian leadership, but they love Persian culture. It's got, sure. If you've never been around Persians versus Arabs, you'll see there is black and white distinct differences there. And, you know, I wouldn't have known this because I've been around Arabs. And then when you're around Persians, like, yeah, I didn't expect this from y'all. Y'all are way more, I would say, culturally upstream. They're way more like, they're all about dressing nice, looking nice. Oh, they are very snobbish. Oh, my God. They are very snobbish. Like, I don't know if a lot of you know anything about Persian culture. But good Lord, like, they are all about the money. They're about the bling. They're about looking good. Women are very, and I'm going to piss off a lot of people. I don't care. They are very superficial. Oh, my God. Caked on layers of makeup, getting all kinds of work done. Just like, what the shit? Not all. I'm not saying all of them. But, oh, my God. So many of them that I'm friends with, and they're friends. And we go to, like, these Pilates, these Persian community things. And it's just, like, very nice. Don't get me wrong. Very, very nice, very polite. But you can tell, like, they do enjoy putting on the Ritz. They're all about that kind of stuff. So, either way. But to all my Persian friends, congratulations. A lot of them are super happy to, because they hate him. Because this is the same president that during the, a year, 2 years ago with the attempted revolution they had with the hijab. Because they didn't want to wear the hijab anymore, the government was making them. You know, this president was in power. And so a lot of people are kind of like, they don't like this guy. So there's a lot of Persians out there, and the media probably won't report it. You know, Iranian media is not going to report it. They'll be like, oh my God, such a loss. He was a martyr, blah, 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 blah. No, the guy died in a car or a helicopter accident. He's a piece of shit. Rest in hell. That's about it. That's about it. So
do you think there was any shenanigans?
I don't know.
Because it sounded like there's some weather issue that.
I don't know. People are saying it was Israel. People are saying it's America. Like, I don't know. I don't care. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole of like, I need to know this. It's like everybody wants it to be their guy or, excuse me, their idea of what happened. I don't know, but yeah. It is what it is. Good riddance to bad rubbish. I've seen people were saying like Mossad and blah, 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 blah. Nobody knows, you know. And, you know, here's the thing. The state is also going to tell you what they want you to hear. I mean, we saw this with Baghdad, Bob, and the rest of them. It's like, the Americans aren't here. It's like, there's literally tanks in the background of your video, dude. What are you talking about? It's like, I don't know. But we've got that. And then P. Diddy. Did you see this video?
The guy's a psychopath.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. If you've not seen the video, folks, whew. Like, you know, I have never put my hands on a woman. I don't see a need for that. I just don't. Unless she's into that kind of stuff. But even then, it's like, oh, you have to sign this waiver, fill out this police report. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm just at a loss. If you've not seen the video, I highly suggest you watch it. It is eye-opening to sit there and think. And this is the same guy that you said, you know, you want to vote for Trump because he didn't like his attitude or he's got some troubling stuff. This is a woman beater. Now, here's the thing. Number one, this happened back in 2016 to his ex-girlfriend. He's in the hotel room. Let me describe some things real quick. Number one, he said he was drunk. Okay. I'm just going to say this. Throughout my career in the military, you know, it was hammered into us, no pun intended, that you better not drink and drive. There'd be no domestic violence, yada, yada, yada. As inebriated as I've been in my entire life, the various times, and when I drink, I don't get blackout drunk. I can't do that. I know my limits. It's like, okay, I'm good here because it only takes like a handful of hangovers that leave an impression on your brain. It's like, that was miserable. I never want to experience that again. So maybe next time, cut yourself off. But I have never been so drunk where I have been void of self-control. Just doesn't happen. I think that's bullshit. I think that excuse that people make that it was the booze, no. You had control.
Yeah, he ran after her.
He ran after her. So he was blaming, he's saying that I was drunk. I think that people that use that excuse as I was drunk, that's bullshit. You knew better. You chose different. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. I don't have any sympathy for drunk drivers. I don't have any sympathy for domestic abuse where alcohol is involved. No, you still hit her. I don't care. Or she still hit him. I don't care. Alcohol is not an excuse. There's just not. Because the people that try and use that as an excuse, you're trying to rationalize your way out of personal accountability of you making shit decisions. So when he goes down, and in the video, she's down the hall from the hotel room and in the little space where the elevators are, and you see him running down the hallway, turns the corner, and just basically grabs her and flings her to the floor, kicks her, he's beating on her, all kinds of stuff. And I'm just sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Now, fortunately, you know, she goes into the fetal position and she's defending herself against some of these blows. You know, all I can think about is I want to find this guy and I want to put a bullet in his head. It's like, that's how pathetic you are as a human. Like, that is pathetic that you would resort to something like that. Just no.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how angry you are at her. Look, sometimes you have to practice some stoicism and just let things be and just let things go. There's nothing you can do. But physically taking out your anger on that woman, I don't care. Because some people are like, yeah, man, she was stealing from us. Like, that doesn't warrant you going and beating the shit out of her. Sorry, it doesn't. You can call the cops. You can do all kinds of stuff. Take photos. Do what you got to do. It's like, oh, I'm pressing charges. But you putting your hands, unless it's self-defense, you've got no excuse. None. So P. Diddy comes out and he makes this apology. And... And it's hilarious, though, because I'll let you listen to it. This dude, number one, you did this in a hotel. So you didn't care about public opinion. So if you did this in public, what do you do in private? What do you do in private when people aren't looking? This dude's demonic. 50 Cent's been going after him.
I saw that.
You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy world we live in, man, when 50 Cent's go. But here's the thing. This is hip hop. Like, if everybody in the hip hop world and you're you know, disgusted by this, what do you think hip hop is primarily about? This is normal in hip hop. You degrade women, you glamorize drugs. This is for you. This is what you do. And they sit there and they pearl clutch. But what's ironic to me is that that speech by the Chiefs kicker, what's his name? I forget.
Yeah.
Something. That's getting more media than this piece of shit. Does that tell you something or what? Feminists are so outraged.
Yeah, is this guy going to get canceled?
Probably not. I mean, he made money off of freaking Biggie's music anyway. This guy's a piece of shit. He's worthless. He's worthless. Watch, Diddy admits beating ex-girlfriend Cassie, calls his actions inexcusable. Okay, so just wait, though. More women are going to speak up now. This guy, guarantee this guy's got a rap sheet. He's many women that I guarantee he's probably paid money to. I'd read somewhere that he offered the hotel for that footage like $50,000. It's just like, so you knew you
didn't
were
seem like that much.
Doesn't seem like that much now compared to like what this will do to you in the long run. Los Angeles, Sean Diddy Combs, we call him now the P. Diddler, admits that, here's the thing, this guy, I guarantee he's guilty of sex trafficking. Because remember everybody in the, like, oh, they're trying to frame Diddy for sex trafficking, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, you know, when you showcase your character by beating a woman, it kind of tells me that there isn't much that you probably wouldn't do. Admitted that he beat his ex-girlfriend Cassie in a hotel hallway in 2016 after CNN released a video of the attack, saying a video apology. He was truly sorry and his actions were inexcusable. I take full, you know, I'll let you listen to it. I'm just kind of like, you're only apologizing because you got caught. Yeah. That's literally it. Had you not been caught, you wouldn't be apologizing. So now I also don't know the backstory between him and his ex. I don't know. Apparently he settled out of court with her, but we're going to let you listen to his apology. You tell me what you think about this. Here we go.
Difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy. Going to rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm just truly sorry. Well, I mean, you should probably be asking the girlfriend whom you beat for forgiveness. And I didn't hear him reference her once.
Yeah.
You know, that's also a clear giveaway that someone's not truly sorry. They're apologizing to the public because they know the public's there to cancel them. But he didn't mention his ex-girlfriend. No, he just said, I'm sorry for this video and the way I behaved, but you didn't apologize to your ex-girlfriend.
He's like a total psychopath.
Oh, he's a piece of shit. Like, so does anybody actually buy into this? Do they buy into this guy's apology? Because I certainly don't.
Maybe the Democratic leaders. Let me be clear. He said he was sorry.
And I'm surprised he could find a place to actually utilize the internet, you know, because black people apparently don't know how to use the internet. iPhones? Does he have an iPhone? That's crazy because he's black.
Didn't even look like he hit her that hard.
You know, I was reading comments on this on CNN when they released the video, and you know how many black dudes I saw in those comments trying to justify this guy's behavior? Maybe the bitch had it coming. It's like, and you're the reason the stereotypes exist as far as racist, angry black women beating men. It's like, you're the reason. You never see white dudes defending that. You would never see white dudes, but black dudes, oh my God. Just go to CNN. This is not John Burke making this up. Go read the comments on CNN and Instagram, and you'll see so many black racist misogynists. Like, oh my God. It's like, no wonder your culture is so violent. Look at this. Look at this. It's crazy. For what? What did you beat her for? Like, let's be honest. What was the reason for you hitting her? Did she steal from you? Was she cheating on you? Like, at least give me something to rationalize, or for you, that you rationalized in your head that justified you laying hands on her. I'm just curious. For leaving the hotels with her. So you beat this woman for leaving the hotel. They said she burned the bacon. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But he made his apology. Security video aired Friday shows Combs wearing only a white towel, punching and kicking Cassie, an R&B singer, who was his protege and longtime girlfriend at the time. The footage also shows Combs shoving and dragging Cassie and throwing a vase in her direction. All right, I'll show you the video. Just a trigger warning, guys. Heads up. If you haven't seen the video, you're about to watch it. Bear in mind, this is pretty disturbing.
Some of the allegations of abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The video, captured on multiple cameras, shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video.
It's just so disgusting.
There is no audio. According to the complaint, Combs became extremely intoxicated and punched Miss Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye, which, according to the lawsuit, prompted Ventura to try and leave the hotel room. The surveillance video obtained by CNN begins as she enters the hallway. The complaint says as she exited, Mr. Combs awoke and began screaming at Miss Ventura. He followed her into the hallway of the hotel while yelling at her. The complaint goes on to say he grabbed her and then took glass vases in the hallway and threw them at her. In the surveillance video, Combs can be seen grabbing Ventura and throwing her to the ground. As Ventura lies on the ground, Combs then kicks her twice and attempts to drag her on the floor back to the hotel room. Ventura is seen picking up a hotel phone. Combs seems to walk back to the hotel room, then returns and appears to shove her in a corner. Moments later, he can be seen throwing an object in her direction. According to Ventura's now-settled lawsuit, the pair began dating several years after they met in 2005. They parted ways in 2019. Combs' attorney said the decision to settle was in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Ventura declined to comment on the video, but her attorney told CNN the gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Miss Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. The video hasn't been seen publicly before and comes on the heels of a series of civil lawsuits alleging Combs' involvement in sex trafficking and sexual abuse, allegations Combs has repeatedly denied. In a December 2023 statement, Combs responded to the claims in all the lawsuits.
Yeah, you gotta love that part where, like, P. Diddy comes out there and says, for the last couple of weeks, people try to assassinate my character with the sex trafficking. Boom, you're beating women. It's like, yeah, nobody believes you, dude.
I
don't
know.
You're done. You're toast. You're toast.
He denied it even happened.
He did, but yeah. Then she did settle out of court, or she settled, and he paid her a lot of money. I forget how much it was. Let's see.
Saying, sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. CNN has reached out to representatives for Combs for comment.
Yeah, I mean, she did settle, but it is what it is. Combs is done. He's done. You know, this coupled with the sex trafficking allegations, and like 50 Cent and the rest of them, like, I've got this article right here from 50 Cent. 50 Cent, Aubrey O'Day, and other celebrities trash Diddy after disingenuous apology video. Rapper, actor 50 Cent, pop singer Aubrey O'Day, and other celebrities have trashed music mogul Sean Diddy Combs after he released a video apologizing for leaked surveillance footage that showed him brutally assaulting his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. Diddy said he sought professional help after assaulting Ventura and started going to therapy and rehab and to ask God for his mercy and grace. Quite strikingly, Diddy did not specifically apologize to Ventura. Oh, interesting. I just said that. Who later sued him for abuse, rape, and other offenses in November of last year. Despite the apology, Diddy's critics were out in force, with Aubrey O'Day saying he only apologized for getting caught. She also noted that he previously claimed that people accused him of abuse were looking for a payday. Diddy did not apologize to Cassie. He apologized to the world for seeing what he did. He says he's disgusted with himself now, and he was disgusted with himself then. But apparently, he wasn't disgusted enough with himself to not pin this statement out, calling her a liar and denying all of it. Leave God and mercy out of this. They aren't present here, and you know it, she said. Damn. Aubrey O'Day just going hard on him. In an Instagram post, rapper 50 Cent said, "This is not going to work. Who is advising him right now? Shaking my head. Bad move." The move is just delete your social media. You're done.
That's it.
Yeah. Maybe start a nonprofit. Do your best to help battered women. Get involved in that aspect. But you should probably just delete everything. You're done. Give your money away. Like, bro, I mean, who would ever want to support this guy?
Yeah, who would want to be around? Who would want to be associated with him?
Mm-hmm. Combs' most recent statement is more about himself than many people he has hurt, said Mayor of the Fire Talk, a partner with Witter LLP, a legal firm representing Ventura. When Cassie and multiple other women came forward, he denied everything and suggested his victims were looking for a payday. She continued that he was only compelled to apologize once his repeated denials were proven false, shows his pathetic desperation, and no one will be swayed by his disingenuous words. They ain't wrong. Now, here's the thing, though. Chris Brown didn't get canceled. I mean, he grabbed his mom, did an apology on CNN or whatever, like looking like a little bitch. Like that guy like comes out as like a whole ass man, beats the pants off Rihanna, then gets his mother to come up. Oh, he's actually a good boy. He's like, well, you raised a woman beater, so maybe you're a piece of shit too. I don't know. But yeah, they didn't cancel Chris Brown. That's interesting.
Did he ever recover though from like did his career ever?
He's still putting out music.
Is
he? He's still making money.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, levels of success shouldn't matter. The fact that he's even still in the same industry. I mean, I'm sorry. That dude should be flipping burgers. P. Diddy. But the thing is, these guys are set for life. Like, they're set for life. They're fine.
Is he like a billionaire?
Yeah. Actually, no. And the only reason I say that is I just saw in a news article. Just if you know it, don't say it. But if you don't know, you want to guess. The world's first billionaire musician just happened. Who is it? The world's first billionaire musician. And I'll tell you this, it's not Beyonce. Who do you think it is? Hmm. I guarantee, I mean, somebody might get it, but don't, if you know it, don't say it.
It's Taylor Swift?
Nope.
Really? I thought she was a billionaire.
Not billionaire musician. No.
Dolly Parton?
Somebody says Eminem, nope. Snoop, nope. Kanye, nope. Nope. Anybody got any guests? P. Diddy? It ain't P. Diddy anymore.
Yeah, is it Jay-Z?
Nope.
Some good guesses. I heard Justin Timberlake.
Nope.
Justin Bieber.
Nope.
What?
Sir Paul. Yep. Paul McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney is the world's first billionaire musician. Saw that on CNN or something today when I was dropping off the Tesla. I was like, huh, first? And he's 81, 82. This guy's still touring, and he looks good. He's like, he's fully cognizant. He looks good. Yeah, first billionaire. And I think all the other Beatles are dead, right? Lennon got assassinated. Is Ringo still alive? I know, George Harrison's dead. John Lennon's dead. I don't know if Ringo... Is Ringo still alive or is Ringo dead?
Ringo's alive.
Is he?
Huh.
Yep, born 1940.
Yep.
It's crazy. Good for them, though. Good for them. First
Do you think he ever beat any women up?
Who? McCartney?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean... I mean, what do you think? You think he did?
I don't know. It was a different generation back then.
I mean,
did you ever see that interview with Sean Connery where he talked about backhanding a woman if she got out of place?
I did. I did is like sometimes you have to smack the shit out of her.
You gotta smack her with your ring hand.
I saw so many people still so offended over this Taylor, or not Taylor Swift, the freaking, the speech. The speech heard by every feminist around the world. And they're doing their best to cancel this guy. It's not going to work.
No.
And women are coming out in his defense. Like, I'm just going to tell you this right now. If you're a woman, number one, the context of this, he is a Catholic giving a commencement speech at a Catholic university to practicing Catholics. They have a traditionalist viewpoint. So all these women get so offended. But it's so ironic to me that you're offended by this, because I guarantee you, and I don't care who, I don't give a fuck about these women. I'm sorry. If you're, I hate feminists. I think feminists are a cancer on our society. It's like you served a purpose, but now that you've achieved that purpose, you're absolutely worthless. You really are. You're miserable human beings that you just need men to put you in your place and tell you to shut the fuck up. Because quite honestly, you're miserable little cretins. Case in point, he goes up there and does a speech praising women that instead choose to be homemakers and mothers, which are important jobs. These are, if not the most important roles that women can play in society, because know why? We need more mothers. We need more American mothers to raise our children, to be good, upstanding citizens, and to believe in good things. But instead, we have these women that want to become so career-focused that you want to throw your kids in daycare, let somebody else raise them. You have no idea what's going on in their lives. You spend all your time away, and then you come home just as stressed out as your husband, and nobody gets along. Now look, if that's the life you want to choose, then hey, so be it. Do your thing. But I'll put it this way, like with kids and stuff like that, I believe that when we had kids with my first wife, she stayed home. She chose to do that. But I was like, I would rather you be home, take, and I was also in the Army, by the way, but be home, take care of the kids, take care of the home front, create a house full of peace. And she did. And it worked out great. But now when this guy comes in and says, look, I'm going to praise the women that choose to do this instead of getting a career. The women that get careers get so fucking butthurt. Because why? You get all the attention. You get all the praise. You get all the glory. Oh, you're so empowered. You have a career. Look at you. You're doing everything a man can do. Wow, you're so patronizingly special. It's like when they talk about the first airline that had nothing but female pilots on a plane. It's like, wow, you're doing what men have been doing for years upon years. Good for you. Like, oh, look at you. It's the same that liberals do with black people. It's like, oh, you got an iPhone. You know how to vote. Look at you. So, you know, when you sit there and you look at this, it's like, I'm sorry, this is stupid. This is so stupid. But I believe in a woman's right to do whatever she wants. But look, if you told me that, you know, a woman has a choice, which would you prefer her to do? I was like, I prefer her to stay home and be with the kids. Now, if you don't have kids, you need to go to work. You need to get a career. But this is not without saying that women face a different struggle in life than men, and they 100% do. Because women, they have it a lot harder. And here's the reason why. When you say we're the same, we're not. And when you say that we are, you do yourself a massive disservice. Case in point, women, you know, you have to choose. Do I want to be a careerist? Do I want to be a mother? Or do I want to be both? And you've got to make that choice. Now, the other thing is you cannot rely on a man to be in your life to take care of your kids 24/7 or even permanently, because divorces are at 55%. That's just a fact. So now you're faced with this idea that if you do have kids, you could be potentially raising them by yourself. Well, how are you going to maintain a good income? Well, you better have a career or you better have an education of some sort. So women are faced with kind of a different set of parameters than men are. Men are just kind of like, okay, if you marry somebody, you have kids and y'all divorce, you're gonna be paying alimony or you'll be paying child support until they're 18. So you better have income. Well, it doesn't even matter the amount of income. It's like, I know in the state of Texas, 25% of your base income for a kid. So even if you're making like $200 a week, that kid's getting 25%. So women, it's different though. Like, it's different, and it's kind of like one of those things of, like, if I was to instruct a daughter, you'd be like, look, while you're young, get your education. If you can, learn a trade. Go to college if that's what you need to do. Have a skill that you can fall back on and work on that. Now, while you're perfecting that and you choose to pursue a relationship with a man or whatever the case may be, and you do fall in love and you do want to tie the knot and you do want to have kids, don't neglect your career. If anything, stay up with it, you know, keep studying, whatever the case may be. And your man, here's the part that women don't understand me on. Your man should be encouraging this. To where it's like, look, I know you're probably a mother, whatever the case, you're probably really busy or whatever, but maybe one night out of the week or two nights out of the week, I can take the kids, you can continue your studies, whatever the case, he should be there to support her as well with the understanding of, in case something happens to me or maybe something happens to us in the future, I still love you enough now and also then to want you to be successful because you're taking care of our kids. I think that's a very common sense approach to have. And this is the thing that these people out there, they try and complicate this shit. They try and complicate it to God knows what. It's like, look, here are the decisions you're going to have to make. Choice A, which could lead to choice B and C, or choice B, which can lead to choice C and D. And that's literally it. This is not some new conundrum that our society is facing. It's been this way since, my God, the women got the right to vote. So it's crazy. It's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. So when this guy goes up there and he gives this speech praising the homemakers, and the women that are not homemakers get offended, I don't give a fuck about you or your feelings. Fuck your feelings. You've gotten so much attention over the last, I don't know how many years, for being so independent. And hey, good for you. And normally I'm like, you know, I do believe that. Good for you. But how dare you? How dare any of you single women out there want to turn around and trash this dude for speaking his mind? But here's the thing, and here's the kicker right here. If this guy was Muslim saying this, you wouldn't say a fucking word. So that's why nobody cares about what you have to say.
Yeah, probably.
You women out there that, yeah, fuck you. Whatever. Whatever. Nobody cares what you have to say. You're still ugly. You're still miserable. You're still unfuckable. You're still probably single. But it's not the case in all.
Do you think he'd face the same backlash if he would have said something about
abort
Gaza,
your children, have abortions, Palestine, do OnlyFans, slut yourself up, fuck as many dudes as you can. Oh, they'd be singing his praises and hailing him as a hero. But instead, this is the difference, folks. When you actually stand on morality, when you stand on principle, when you stand for what's right, what you truly believe in, this is what you will face. The opposition is nothing but demonic-filled, hideous, troglodyte women. These women need men to put them in, men of God, to put them in check. That's the truth. What you've got a worldly spirit on. You've got this Jezebel spirit. It's the truth. You want to sit there and attack a man that is actually leading, that on the stage was in tears praising his wife for what she had done to help him and focus on his career so that way he could provide for them. He said, you know, she said like the happiest days when she's a mother. So she loved that. She loves it. But these women instead want to take it so out of context. And here's the thing. Take it out of context. Every single one of you cunts that are afraid or offended, I don't fucking care. Good. Be offended. Let your blood pressure go through the roof and have an aneurysm. I don't give a fuck. Because honestly, you're a stain on America right now. You really are. No, again, it's the feminists in the child drag shows. It's the feminists pushing this nonsense for the castration of little boys. It's you. It's the feminists. The feminists' ultimate goal is the destruction of the nuclear family, especially the gay ones. Because you don't want to see other people happy in the normal life that has basically founded this country. But instead, what do you want? You want perversion. You want hedonism. You want everything men, like wild men, have been wanting. Well, now you've got it. And look at you. You're just as miserable as men are. It's the truth. Feminism is what's destroying this country. Feminism is what's destroying this country, and it's pathetic. It is pathetic. These women out there screaming for all, like, I really have to ask you, it's kind of like, well, I want a career, and I understand that. Like, I understand if a woman wants to work, it makes sense. I'd feel bored. I mean, especially if you're motivated, like you're driven. I got it. Absolutely.
You know, if you're coming out of a single parent home too, and you mm-hmm. watch your mother raising you and mm-hmm. also struggling to mm-hmm. provide for you, then I think it gets instilled at a young age that men or boys or girls, you want to have a career when you're older, so you can, God forbid, anything
happens. You
got
to take care of yourself. I get it. And that's why women face a more difficult series of choices than men do. Men is just like, okay, after high school, am I going to college, or am I going to trade, or am I going to the military? That's it. Women, it's like, it's difficult. I get it. In today's day, it didn't used to be that way. It was a much more simplistic of, okay, well, if you got an education, you're lucky. And after that, you better find someone to get married and pop out some kids and you're good for life. Take care of the home, good for life.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, we want to be just as miserable as men are. All right. Then you got it. And now look at it.
Grab those bricks.
Divorce rates through the roof. Oh, yeah. Like, they're actually going to go out there and do manual labor jobs. Fuck no. We're equal to you. Then why don't I see your bitch ass out there digging ditches? Why? You're in corporate jobs. You're in the air conditioning. You're in tech jobs. You're in engineering. You're not in freaking manual labor because you know why. Because you're full of shit. Can we stop dancing around this idea that women are... No, we are not equal. We are not the same. We never will be. Sorry, it doesn't work. We are stronger. That's just the way it goes. That's how men are. That's why we fight the wars, do all the manual labor. Women are, I'll be honest, I think women are smarter. I do think women are smarter than men. They're emotional, like, hold on, I got to push pause on this. I had this viral reel, this reel from this fucking shitfluencer from the military. It's just stupid. It's another one of these stupid feminists. Let me see if I can find this. Oh my God. It's going to just make you want to puke. Let me see if I can pull this up. Sent this to me over the weekend and I was like, I can't even can't even watch this shit anymore. Where is it? Where did you send it to me at? Which account? I've got so many of them. Basically, it's a military influencer, and she talks about, she goes to this conference, and this is a military-sanctioned thing. This is the Army. And in the conference, it talks about how there's women's intuition, women's health, women's fitness, but because having women in your force makes you more effective. And you're like, how about you just do your fucking job? Like, why do we have to pander to this weakness? But this is what we do. We have to patronize these people. It's like, oh, look at you. We have so many benefits from women in the force. Not that I've seen. I'm just going to say it. I don't think you should be in combat. I don't think you should be on the front lines. I think there are roles in the military that you can definitely do that make you are far superior to. So, but I'm sorry. I used to be of this mindset. Like, they actually got me into believing this bullshit. Like, women can, you know, should be able to do whatever men do. And for a while there, I bought into it. Now I'm like, no, I disagree. I think that you put men in jeopardy. I think that you put strong men in jeopardy because, again, this comes down to anecdotal evidence. Now, people are going to say that, well, you can't generalize entire people based upon your individual experiences. Yes, I can. When it's life or death, when it's Iraq and Afghanistan, and we've had female medics, and every single time they fall the fuck out, they couldn't keep up with us. It's not they were bad humans. They just physically couldn't do it. In the mountains of Afghanistan, you're humping on top of your already 80 pounds of shit, 40 pounds of fucking med kit shit, up in elevation 8 to 10,000 feet as a woman. Half the dudes are falling out. The women couldn't hang. It doesn't mean these women are horrible people. It's like, look, you should not be here. You should not be here. You are jeopardizing us because of feelings, because everybody feeling good. Fuck no. Get them out. Get them out of the infantry. We don't need them in the infantry. They should not be there. Again, then you got co-ed showers you're talking about. No. Men are just, you know, if you would just let men be men, there's nothing wrong with us.
Wait, they had co-ed showers?
There's talks. I'm not sure if they do or not. But now you get the trannies in there, so it's like, yeah, now you got all that stuff. So it's ridiculous. It's just, yeah. You couldn't pay me enough to join right now. The transgender nonsense that's just plagued our military. Oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. So, yeah, there we are. It's crazy.
But those crazy sons of bitches at the front line.
It's just mind-blowing. It's appalling to me. Again, it's society saying, because of our feelings, this is how it should be in combat. But people in combat are like, that's not how it is. Fuck your feelings. No. I'm sorry. I don't think women should be in combat jobs. I just don't. I'm going back to that position. Now, I've got friends that are still in. They're of the mindset of like, you know, they can do what we can. No, they can't. Not effectively. Not to the degree that we do. Maybe onesies and twosies here and there. That's fine. But it doesn't mean that all of them should be able to join. So to my original point, when it comes to things like combat, my anecdotal experience, I was attached to an MI unit on my second deployment to Iraq and dealt with a lot of females. And I'm telling you, the drama, the bullshit was so annoying. It was so fucking aggravating. I'm sorry. These were not good leaders. Now, I'm not lying that they're, I'm not going to sit there and say that their men aren't good leaders either, or they can't be. Of course they can. But it was just like every single one of them, you know, then again, they were good people, but they could not make good decisions, especially under fire, because I had to be with them under fire. It was their PSD, their personal security detachment. And they, again, they would freeze. You know, they'd be scared. And, you know, it's fine. Yeah, it's scary. You're getting shot at. It's a scary feeling. But you still got to operate. You still got to function under fire. And I remember one time we were about to go on a mission. She left her fucking rifle in the tent. And I'm like, what the f-? And if you're military, you know what that entails. Like, you left your rifle. Number one, your rifle is never out of arm's reach. 24-7. If you're going to the shitter, the rifle's going to the shitter. Your rifle goes to chow, bed. That rifle is your hip. You never leave anywhere without it. And also a full mag in that bad boy. We're about to SP on a mission, and her rifle's in the tent. And we're in the Humvee ready to go. And she has to call the convoy, say, we need you to halt. I got to go get something. And everybody in the Trump V's are like watching this female. You know, if you're a female around a bunch of dudes, everybody knows who you are. And somebody realizes, like, she forgot her weapon. And the truck commander's kind of like, you come see me when we come back from this mission. It's like, this is great. This is fucking great. Wonderful. Now I look stupid because I'm attached to this woman. She couldn't even remember her fucking weapon. Because the discipline was not instilled in her because they went easier on her because she was a woman. I don't care. I don't care who this offends. It's the truth. This indoctrinating progressive bullshit they've been trying to, you know, feed the military, it ends with me. Women do not belong on the front line. No. Absolutely not. All right, let's keep going. Homemaker influencer defends Harrison Butker after speech backlash. She says traditional women aren't oppressed. How can they be oppressed if you chose to do it? If you choose to do it, how are you oppressed? That's confusing to me. Huh. Weird. Ivy Van Dusen says, many stay-at-home mothers are misunderstood and ridiculed. They think that we're just dumb. No, here's the thing. Like, okay, in terms of, like, education, yeah, they're not going to be as educated as women that choose to go to college. That's kind of like common sense. But also at the same time, these are mothers. It tells me that progressive women, you don't value motherhood. You don't see the value in it. You don't see the worth. That's the problem. It's the point of perspective that you have is completely flawed because instead, women are telling other women, you need to go out and get a job and work and be independent and don't need a man. And it's funny because on like Facebook, all the comments I see on this of these women is like, I don't need a man. I've been a single for so long. I've been on my own. And you click on the profile picture and you think they were a lesbian. Short, chopped hair, overweight, not very attractive, no makeup, looks like a dude. It's like, yeah, of course you've been without a man because no man wants to fuck you. You've basically forsaken all effort into making yourself more sexually pleasing or appealing or beautiful. Instead, you probably smoke like 3 packs a day. Your face looks like a catcher's mitt. You're fat as fuck. You're eating McDonald's every day. You're out there trying to act masculine. You look like something like Justin Bieber went gay. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But, you know, there's actually a lot of people out there defending his speech. A lot of women are coming. Even his wife came forward and defended, which, you know, I'm glad she did. But, yeah. And then finally, people are kind of like, these progressives, you're only offended because somebody spoke contrary to what you believe. So now they're trying to petition. They sent her out a petition to get signed to get the Chiefs to kick this guy. And the NFL kid, our views don't reflect his. Really? This is the same NFL that you've got players that are beating their girlfriends and their wives, drive-by shootings, drugs, blah, blah, blah. But a Catholic gets up there, says some things like, hey, we should support the mothers. Like, oh, my God. What the hell? We don't agree with this. Right. Right. But again, if it was to say, hey, go out there, get abortions, bang random dudes, you know, get a job, you don't need a man, independent women, blah, 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 blah. You'd be kissing this guy's ass. You'd be loving him. Heisman Trophy right now. But they got this petition now going around. It's like, they should boot him. It's only got like 30,000 signatures. Like, fuck off. Fuck off. It's funny to me. So funny. Pope Francis corrects 60 Minutes on church not blessing same-sex unions. That is not the sacrament. This blessing is for all. Some people were scandalized by the Pope, the Pope says. No, people didn't misunderstand you. You just didn't communicate it clearly. There was a massive difference there. And the reason that they didn't understand you is because you didn't communicate it clearly. I had a debate on this over the weekend. Some dude tried calling me out and just like, you know, I said, fuck the Pope. And he said, fuck John Burke. He said, let's debate it. Turns out he's a pretty cool dude. He's a Catholic. I'm not. We had a very spirited debate. My head was killing me. I was still coming off that sickness. So I was sitting there sipping on some port. And then after we got done, I went and threw up. I was like, I don't feel good. But we were debating Catholicism versus, and they kept asking me, he's like, what's your denomination? Like, I'm not telling you my denomination. It doesn't matter. Argue the points. And so me and him went back and forth and we just agreed and come to the conclusion of like, you know, you believe in Catholicism. I do not. I was like, but any man that claims that he goes with the word of God that says that we're going to bless off on homosexuality or homosexual couples, but not marriages, you've gone contrary to the word, get fucked. I was like, no, absolutely not. And so now the Pope in this interview was saying that that's not what we mean. So I want him to come out and say that we are not going to bless same-sex couples, or they already said we're not going to bless same-sex marriages. Now it's saying that, well, we're also not blessing same-sex couples. The blessing is just for the individuals. It's like, but okay. So you're trying to like major on errors here. It's all about the wording. If you know, put it this way. If I was in church and I'm the pastor and that's my flock, that's my congregation, that's my pastor, and I know that man's a homosexual and he's coming up for communion, I'm going to refuse him communion. It's like, no, you're living in sin. You need to fix this. You need to correct this. I'm not saying that you need to like rid yourself of the urges. Of course, you're going to be fighting something until the day that you die. It's something you're dealing with. It's like, but you cannot take communion knowingly and without, you know, repentance or penance, live in that type of life. But, you know, the Pope, he's not going to take that position. He's going to be as lukewarm as he can. And in the debate, I described this. I was like, the reason that the Pope is now taking these types of positions is, number one, you got to remember back during the early days of Catholicism, you know, ruled countries. Kings answered to the Pope. But now countries have separated from the church and they're kind of doing their own thing. So the Pope doesn't have that level of influence anymore. So now what is the Pope doing? He's doing just like every other social media whore and celebrity are doing. You are pandering for the sake of likes. He will not take hard positioning. He won't do it. Instead, he is going to try and he's pulling a Joel Osteen. Well, you know, I just don't know. We're not, you know, we're not going to bless him, but God's going to, he's got a blessing in store for you. Yes, he does. If you like puffing the Peter, he's going to bless you. No pun intended to Peter, you know.
It's pretty good.
It's Joel Osteen. Feel good. It's those ministers that don't issue you any kind of doctrine, no type of actual scorch your seat, make you feel like you just got your butt blistered in that church sermon. No, sir, it's about feeling good. We love Jesus today. Yes, we do. So donate $50 right now because we're going to keep our doors closed while there's floods out and screw those people trying to come in for safety. So he corrects this. He tries to put it right. But again, MSM was picking this up saying, you're going contrary to your position that you took not only 2 years ago. MSM, and you know, all the Catholics in the comments of all these pages are like, the MSM intentionally misrepresented it. No, they didn't. It says in your little, I forget what the actual script is. They put out a dispensation or something like that. And it's kind of like, you just clearly communicated it incorrectly. That's on you. That nobody was running some hit job. These were your words. So
if I had a guess, I would say the Catholic Church might have taken a financial hit. And so this is him going out attempting to mend some fences.
Now, I did learn some new things in that debate. I did not know that it was okay for Catholics to criticize the Pope. Did not. And I thought it was kind of like, you just got to accept, because in my mind, in Catholicism, and I don't hate Catholics. It's the Pope that I got an issue with. actually, it's all of you fuckers. Ah, no, I'm going to stay this bitch. Nah. Here's the thing. I believe what you want to believe. I don't care. But when you sit there and you profess to be a Christian and then you start adulterating the word, I'm going to care and I'm going to have issues. Like, no, you should be called out. But that's what I feel about the Pope. But I thought being the Pope is God's vicar, is his representative on earth, then that's God. And if God is the same today, yesterday, and forever, God does not change. For God to change means God is human and human is erred. Our flesh comes from the dirt, the earth. The earth fell. This earth is not of God. This earth is of the devil. And the reason for that is God's going to burn it up. Why would you burn up perfection? You wouldn't do that. Your soul is perfect. Your body is not. Your body fell in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve did their thing. And they, again, God said that you're going to work till the day you die now. Because before that, Adam could just create. He was a miniature God. But once that happened, our flesh became faulty. This became Satan's domain. So when I take that positioning and I try and explain to people, if God ever changed his mind on something, and I'm not saying he can't, but I'm saying when it comes to something like this, that why would God change his positioning on homosexuality? If he talks about it in the Old Testament, it still stands. Mm-hmm. Now, the execution of homosexuals, that's changed because Christ came on the scene and said, hey, we forgive, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin. Fair enough. But my point being, though, is if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he does not change his mind, then why is the Pope changing his positioning on some of these things? Because if you're a representative of God on earth and you're changing your positioning, something's off. Something's wrong. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He is perfect. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. I'm not even a Calvinist, and I believe in predestination, meaning God knows what's going to happen. And that's why I say to understand the mind of God as a human being, you can't. Man cannot understand. You got to just don't even try. There's no point. It's kind of like you think you think about things until you get to a certain point where it's like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's not going to. You just have to accept it. Even in the scripture, it says, hidden from the wise and revealed to those who learn. It's true. It's true. Don't try and understand the mind of God. Just believe the word. But, and oh my God, I got every Catholic coming after me right now on Instagram. I got the Protestants. I got the Orthodoxes. You need to convert to, how about you just leave me the fuck alone and let me believe what I want to believe? I trust the word. It's like, well, so what you're doing is saying that, that you're going to interpret the word by itself. Like, no, I believe in a fivefold ministry as Paul outlined the Corinthians. I have a prophet I believe in that outlined the word. But either way, point being is the Pope's from changing his position. We've seen this, and I'm just kind of like, how do people still buy into this? I don't get how people still buy into this, but to each their own. To each their own. I don't know.
How old is that guy? Like 86?
The Pope?
Yeah.
He's up there. I'm not sure. He's pretty up there.
Yeah, he's 86.
Biden's race baiting. I haven't seen this yet. This is new to me. Biden's race-baiting Morehouse speech condemned on social media. Biggest racist on the planet. Has anybody seen this?
Yeah. It's,
did you see the speech?
He's so terrible.
Did you actually hear what they're talking about? Because yeah, I haven't. Oh, my God.
He makes all black people out to be victims, and here they are at their college graduation, and he's telling them that they got a long road ahead of them.
Oh, my God. Making it. Okay. Let's listen to this. So he's basically patronizing them. He's like, oh, it's hard to be black in America. I mean, you get into burn down cities and get off on the justice system and blah, 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 blah. But yeah. Here we go. Let's listen to it. And I apologize beforehand for what I'm about to subject, the levels of stupidity I'm about to subject you to. Here we go.
But it's not easy. I know 4 years ago, as some of your speakers have already mentioned, it felt like one of those Saturdays. The pandemic robbed you of so much. Some of you lost loved ones, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, who aren't able to be here to celebrate with you today. You missed your high school graduation. You started college just as George Floyd was murdered.
Oh, God.
And there was a reckoning on race. It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street.
Jesus. Black men are being killed in the street. Meanwhile, you got P. Diddy out there beating the brakes off his girlfriend. Yeah, black men are getting killed in the street. And it's about time America woke up to the bullshit that the MSM doesn't want you to see or recognize. It's because black culture in America is extremely toxic and they are extremely violent. The stats backed us up. But instead, we continuously go by feelings. Oh, the racism. Oh, it's white people's fault. Blah, 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 blah. Finally, white people are getting fed up with your bullshit, saying, no, maybe the problem is kind of like the Taylor Swift effect. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the problem. Your hip-hop, your music, your stuff is garbage. It's detrimental to your own. You know, I saw there was another thing. There's a school shooting at a high school graduation. Black kid on Instagram or whatever said, this dude's about to die in that cap or whatever. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you? Goes out there and starts shooting. I read a comment, this lady's like, yeah, that's my alma mater. Why were they doing this outside? They should have known better. They should do this inside. It's like, what's the difference? Oh, well, you know the difference. Outside, you can get shot. It's like, huh.
Terrible.
Interesting. Wonder where your police are at. Did you defund them? Did you hate on the cops? You getting tired of the cops doing their job and arresting all these black men for innocent crimes, right? That's where the whole didn't do nothing thing came from. He didn't do anything. White's in jail. He's innocent. Oh, yeah. Everybody in jail is innocent, isn't it? Yeah. Or maybe the racial stereotypes come with a kernel of truth, and you don't want to admit that.
What is democracy? The trail of broken promises still leave black communities behind.
Like, leave black communities behind from what? Who left them behind, Joe? Left behind from what?
This guy's been in politics for like 65 years.
Yeah. You've been in the office.
He's taking responsibility for
nothing. Yeah.
What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. Most of all,
You know, I love these just generic statements of, like, to get a fair shot. Fair shot at what? What's fair? Like, do you Democrats...
They just graduated from college.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You've got it so bad. You just graduated from college. I didn't even graduate from college until I was, like, 26. You gotta love this.
What does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
Oh, Christ. Even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure, blah, blah, blah. No, you see, that's the difference there. You call it, you want the country to love you back. No, you just want handouts. You want specialty programs, subsidy programs. You want more of the white man's money. The white man that literally is doing his best to stay afloat in this economy, who actually feels, by the way, attacked by this country. If you're heterosexual, if you're Christian, if you're white, are you telling me that you feel like you're not being attacked? You feel like people aren't coming after you? I'm sorry, but I feel like black people in this country are the biggest crybabies there are. Why? Because you get so much benefits. You get so many benefits. This person of color, that person, this thing. It's just everything panders to you. You don't see it for the Asians. You don't see it for the Latinos. You know, it's always blacks. And I think people are getting finally fed the fuck up with it. Even the other minorities are kind of like, what the hell? Like, y'all cry over the things that you create. This is the same president that basically said that black people were too stupid to use the internet, didn't have phones, and if you didn't vote for him, you weren't black. And yet you just sit there and you continuously drag this moron out in front of you. And like, what do you expect to happen? To say something insightful? This guy's a moron.
Total dummy. Look at his face, dude.
Biden says he was still VP during COVID and Obama sent him to fix it. The emperor has no clothes. The emperor has no clothes. President Joe Biden erroneously claimed on Sunday he was still serving as vice president during COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a dinner for the NAACP in Detroit, Michigan, Biden went on a tangent proclaiming he was on the ground in the state to help out the virus as raged on at the request from former President Barack Obama. What world are you living in, dude? It's crazy. Yeah, here we are.
Look how angry he looks.
He's a moron. Last, most certainly not least, Gun Owners of America secures temporary restraining order against ATF background check rule. U.S. District Court Judge Matthew J. Cascamada issued a temporary restraining order on May 19, 2024 against ATF's universal background check rule. The case is State of Texas versus ATF, which was brought by Texas Gun Owners of America and the Gun Owners of America Foundation. As a result of Cashmere's decision, the rule is now restrained from being enforced in the state of Texas or against members of GOA or GUF, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and the Texas Firearms Association. The temporary restraining order lasts until June 2nd, 2024, the day by which Texas GOA and GUF must file supplemental declarations and briefs. Breitbart's News reported that ATF's announcement of the rule on August 31st, 2023, the rule redefines what it means to be engaged in the business of selling guns, thereby expanding the instances in which is an unlicensed seller. So once again, the ATF is trying to interject itself into the Second Amendment community, saying these are the people that we should and should not allow to sell guns. Law-abiding citizens. But ATF, you know, law-abiding citizens can't. But if you're illegal, absolutely bring them across that border. Let's get those bad boys in here. And by the way, fuck the NRA. Every single one of these 2A people that come out there and say they're 2A influenced, blah, 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 and you're going to the NRA show, sorry, you got no principles. You got no principles. I don't give a fuck the reasoning behind it. When Trump attacked the Second Amendment, the NRA did dick all. These are bureaucrats. But the NRA comes to town here in Dallas. I had three people hit me up. Hey, you coming to the NRA thing? Why? Why would I go? Oh, because you want to be around your friends. You want to get the clicks. You want to get the likes. You want to get the money from these companies. You want to sit there and you want to show off. You want to hobnob with all your buddies and all the gun influencers and the gun bunnies. I don't give a fuck about that. It's the Second Amendment. So the reason that you even go to this NRA bullshit is because you actually don't give a fuck about the Second Amendment. Because if you did, you would not be supporting these clowns. You would not be supporting these sellout show clowns. And the only reason that people like me are saying this is because people like you get offended at hearing this, because you should be hearing. You should be listening. You sit there and say, we should boycott Bud Light for transing the kids. But okay, let's go to the NRA. Fucking worthless. Worthless. Spineless. Spineless pieces of shit. You are the reason why these companies continue to get away with this nonsense, because you lack conviction. You lack testicular fortitude. All right. That does it for today's show, folks. I got to get going. Got a lot of stuff to take care of today. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you being here. Do me a favor. Hit that like button. Goes a long way. Helps us out quite a bit. We appreciate and love every single one of you. Don't forget to subscribe on Twitch at twitch.tv/JohnBurkerFishing. Anything to add, my man?
You guys have a great night.
And as always, rest in peace, Iranian president.